and boy, it has been a long week.
Good evening.
Welcome to a Friday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here behind the mic for the next 50-some-odd, nearly an hour. Live on this 28th day of October, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stocks locked in their weekly gains, fifth straight week higher. But I have to honestly ask the question, because we did post it at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. The column that makes the statement that stocks are up, but the pointed question is, but why? There's no real fundamental reason for it other than manipulation to make people believe that things are so much better than they are. I've been accused of being a pessimist in this program as relates to economics. I don't think it's a matter of pessimism. It's not optimism. It's realism. Things for the average person out there just ain't as good as some of those people would like us to believe. And so at the end of this very interesting week, as we watch what's going on in Europe, the Dow Jones Industrial closed up 23 points today to end their week at 12,231. NASDAQ off a point at 2737. S&P 500 flat at 1285. Global Dow up 11. That's an interesting one. I guess they're assuming, well, we've bought time for the weekend, so let's be cheerful about it. Oil down 47 cents, still at $93.49 a barrel. Certainly up considerably from the $76 to $78 range it was just a couple of weeks ago. Over on the metal side of the aisle, we look at a mixed week, but for the most part, very positive territory. Platinum closed up 14 at $16.47. That's $1,647 an ounce. Silver up 20 cents in the aftermarket at $35.29. Gold ended the week at $1,743. Stay with us. We will be back.
Put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Perusing the headlines this late in the day, seems that a number of interesting things are taking place in the Occupy Wall Street. According to one headline, looks like Obama may have already lost Occupy Wall Street. Now, that's all well and good, but here's the part that absolutely makes me laugh my rear end off. I watched this last night. My wife couldn't believe it. It's like 11:45 at night. I wake her up. I'm laughing my head off. Here's what happens yesterday. The OSW movement, it was decided that some 99%ers are, in the words of George Orwell, were more equal than others. Now get this. There's a whole cooking crew. There's a staff of people who are actually cooking for all these protesters. And those cooking for the group are staging a protest of their own because they are angry that so-called professional homeless people and ex-cons masquerading as protesters have been eating the same free food that the chefs provide to the rest of the group. Chefs? Well, why should they mind? I mean, isn't this whole movement dedicated to everyone getting their fair share? I mean, few Americans are more down on their luck than the homeless and ex-cons. One would think that champions of social justice would open their collective arms to the most unfortunate amongst us. But that, my friends, is not to be. For the next 3 days, that's yesterday, today, and tomorrow, volunteer chefs will be serving Spartan meals instead of the usual, get this, gourmet fare. The ultimate aim? Well, ostensibly to separate the less deserving free riders from the more deserving free riders. One, of course, is left to imagine how they will make the distinction between the two groups and who within the pseudo-government known as the, yes, they call themselves now the General Assembly, will be imbued with the power to make such important decisions. And more importantly, what criteria will be employed in making said decisions? Will they be arbitrary and capricious? Or will those denied meals have any avenues available for a redress of their grievances? Will mitigating factors such as race and or gender be considered? You know, some homeless people and ex-cons also happen to be veterans. Does service to one's country merit free meals? This, my friends, is a movement which ostensibly disdains free market capitalism due to the inequality of outcome. In other words, they are contemptuous of the idea that the harder one works, the greater the rewards. And yet, even as they maintain that contempt, they've decided to ostracize a subset of people who apparently aren't worthy of being fed, ostensibly because they don't do anything to earn a meal. And thus, at least with respect to food, the occupiers of Zuccotti Park have been separated into winners and losers by a ruling class, which will determine the difference based on whatever criteria they decide are apropos. So what is it these people are protesting again? I was shocked to find out what was on the menu, and unfortunately I don't have that here in front of me, but there were things like organically grown chicken and various different European-style forms of food, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, just simply amazing. And now they're going to determine who is worthy and who is not worthy of their volunteer chefs' abilities. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Now it isn't unbelievable. I've seen it coming. Any of you who have followed my diatribe on this issue for the last 4.5, nearly 5 weeks, also must have seen this coming. There's absolutely no way it can be avoided. This is truly Orwell at his finest, where some pigs were more equal than others. How interesting. Well, according to some of the reports we're reading, there is a level of doom and gloom which is now dominating the Obama White House. And that, I guess, is to be expected, given the fact that one of the headlines we see that says that Obama has lost Occupy Wall Street. If he's hoping that his support of the OWS movement will help his reelection chances, he may want to take a look at his polls. New York Times reports on a poll done by a Fordham University political science professor that reveals what some have long suspected. Occupy Wall Street is mainly made up of very disgruntled former Obama supporters. 60% of those surveyed said they voted for Obama in 08, and about three quarters now disapprove of his performance. I don't think we should call it a performance other than Academy Award mentality. I suggest that it's been a lack of performance. I mean, this is, I got to tell you what, growing up in the 50s, the thought of watching Howdy Doody is far more preferable to watching this duty. And it's duty. And he's going duty all over the country every single day. Oh, different kind of duties. Oh, well, you figure it out for yourself. It's just simply amazing to me. What else we got over here? Hillary Clinton has come out and said that there is no evidence that the Department of Justice sought the required license to send guns to Mexico in Fast and Furious. And of course, Obama and Eric Holder and the equally lovely Janet Nadeccarino have all claimed no previous knowledge to the Gunwalker scandal. It's simply amazing. Here's the one that just sickened me. Girl Scouts of America says it will accept a transgender youth. A 7-year-old boy is being allowed to join the Girl Scouts of America because, quote, he is living life as a girl. Well, let me tell you what, I'm no longer interested in their cookies. You figure that one out for yourself, but, I mean, this is just, it's sickening. Gee. When do the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts of America have to accept some female because she's living life as a boy? Hillary Clinton comes out. She says she's trying to increase the number of visas for Iranian students. Nancy Pelosi says it's not fair if the super committee, or stupid committee as we call it around here, won't touch a hair on the head of the wealthiest people in the United States. Well, step right up to the pump, Pelosi. You and your husband have sure milked the system for all you can get. I think you ought to be the first ones to voluntarily write a check. What a frickin' hypocrite. Well, I think of that song, Oh Happy Days. Oh Happy Days. Obama ain't singing that song too much anymore. No siree, Jim Bob and Betty Boo. The White House is in disarray, hamstrung by internal strife, bogged down with mixed messages and stalled by a general lack of direction. I would call it a private's lack of direction. Even Obama's signature health care reform is, as we now know, on life support, eaten away by segments that just aren't working. The administration's decision a couple of weeks ago to scrap a long-term health care insurance program, a key part of the package, signals growing concern inside the White House that things just ain't working out the way they hope. Yep, Democratic political operative Gary Northridge says the Obama White House is in trouble, no doubt about it. Faced with plummeting job approval rates, Obama is scrambling to find a way to recapture the magic of his historic 2008 campaign. And we certainly saw evidence of all that garbage on the television this week as he went to Hollywood and said, it ain't so sexy to support me anymore. Those nice little hope and change posters are kind of getting dog-eared. Well, you should know you got dog ears. Unbelievable. He's failed to deliver too many times. He's out of political capital. That according to Florida Obama supporter David Brooks. White House insiders tell us that the resident has grown moody, withdrawn, unwilling to listen to criticism. There's a tenseness now that wasn't here a year ago. Everybody's worried. I'm not. Bye. One Democratic National Committee staff member said the question of the day is your resume up to date? And to follow all this stuff up, it's almost that time of the year we got to turn on the TV and listen to Bing Crosby sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. There's Democrats out there dreaming of an election without Obama. What could that possibly mean? Bob Chapman had a report in the International Forecaster this week talking about the feasibility that Joe Biden would be in the White House by December and not as a visitor. Oh, God, deliver us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
So apparently, we got a bunch of frustrated and anxious Democrats who are grumbling privately that their party's prospects for 2012 would be much improved without Barack Obama on the ticket. Some are saying they won't be contributing to his reelection campaign or campaigning for him next year. One longtime activist, Betty Ackerman, right out of Chicago, says, "I've had it. Obama's a failure to America and to the principles of the Democratic Party. I wish he would pull a Lyndon and step down." In private meetings at the DNC on Capitol Hill, nervous political strategists look at dismal fundraising numbers for the party's candidates and polls. Polls which show that there's a declining public confidence in both the resident and his party. Well, the problem is that the guy's been doing nothing but throwing one great big long party for nearly 3 years now. "We're in trouble. There's no doubt about it," said one staffer who asked not to be identified. You know, the usual crap. "We face serious problems going into 2012, he says. Some political pros flash back to the 2008 political primary and say the party's fortunes would be much improved if Hillary Clinton had captured the nomination. Hillary would have made a much better president. She would not be lost like Obama." Well, you know, my friends, we all have distinct feelings about the Clintonites and King George, not Junior, his daddy, who, according to allegations I read yesterday, may in fact be in the second stage of Alzheimer's. A lot of activity moving stuff down to their 100,000-acre place down in Paraguay. A lot of rumors that some of the big honchos have been preparing to move to Paraguay, including the Bushes. Why Paraguay? I covered this story several years ago. Paraguay is one of only two nations in the world that has no extradition treaties with anyone. That's why the Nazis all went there after World War II. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, as far as the Bush family, Nazis, extradition, go do a little research on your own. Take a look at what the Bush families, who they were dealing with during World War II. You come to your own conclusion why they may have chosen Paraguay. DNC staffer goes on to say Hillary would have made a much better president. She would not be lost like Obama. You know what? I hate to say this. I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I agree with the statement. Would we be in better shape? Probably not, but we certainly wouldn't have leadership that was lost in space. campaign committee, strategists said more and more candidates say they don't want Obama campaigning in their districts. They don't want any ads paid for by the committee to link them with Obama. He's become the G.W. Bush of the Democratic Party, said one field op. Nobody wants anything to do with him. Democratic operative Jonathan Brinkley said he advises his clients to stay the hell away from Obama if they want to win in 2012. He goes on to say it's every donkey for his or herself next year. I'm sure what he really said is it's every donkey for his or her ass next year. But then on the other hand, maybe Bing Crosby's I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas isn't so far-fetched after all. Oh, well. And yet, what are we facing? The Democrats have all these concerns about Barack Obama, and everybody's trying to distance themselves from the guy. But here is part of the problem. Who are the potential Republican candidates? I was sent a rash of marvelous bumper stickers today in support of Herman Cain to run against Barack Obama. One of them depicted a black elephant with a gray donkey, obviously the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And the bumper sticker said, my guy's blacker than yours. I mean, this is insanity. Somebody's taken my idea, Cain versus Unable. I'll see if I can find it. There's some other pretty funny ones. Cain has remarkably come from nowhere. The other one was the pizza man delivers. The pizza man will deliver. You realize that Romney's kind of been ahead of the game, and when Perry stepped in, all of a sudden he exploded. But Perry's not done very well in the debates. He never has. He always avoided debates in Texas because he's an idiot. Bachman's about done. She wouldn't even make a good cheerleader for the party. Huntsman got some great-looking daughters. Probably is a nice guy. But one out of every four Americans say they would never vote for a Mormon. I think that's a stupid comment, personally. That's like saying, I won't vote for a Catholic. I won't vote for a Jew. I won't vote for a black. What do you people want in there, an illegal alien? Oh, sorry, we've already got one. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends. Interesting commentary. I look at the, you know, I guess to some degree the satirical side of the insanity. I don't have any faith in a single one of these people, not personally. I know that there are some folks out there that put all of their stock in Ron Paul. I'm sorry to say Ron Paul is one man. One man, I think, is going to have a very difficult time upending all the damage that's been caused, not just during this administration, but during many administrations. I think that whether it be a Ron Paul, whether, you know, you could take the best of each one of these Republican candidates that are running and you could roll it up into one little tight ball. And there's only so much any individual is going to be able to get done, because after all, theoretically, it's the Congress that should be able to push all this stuff through. But Congress is shirking their duty in every respect. The Democrats don't want to go along with some of Obama's programs because they're scared to death they won't get reelected next year. You got Republicans that aren't willing to go along with anything. None of them are willing to sit down and talk with one another because the Republicans want to do all they can to hurt Obama's chances of reelection. And yet, who have the Republicans gotten behind? Who is worth getting behind, to be honest with you? Arthur, down in Georgia, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
I'm not too bad, sir. How are you?
I think I'll make it through, but one never knows. That's not my choice.
I can completely relate to that. Hey, you know, you mentioned Howard Herman Cain there, and got me to thinking on the Republican side there at the primary debates. We're looking at, what, seven different individuals. But I was watching, and I'm not saying Al Jazeera is the go-to place for information, but they do have some very good programming if you're willing to keep an open mind and at least be able to look at other people's points of view.
Absolutely.
There's a program on Al Jazeera. It's called it's called People and Power. And just recently, they did a 30-minute documentary on the Koch brothers.
Hmm.
Now, what I found interesting during this video, and everybody's heard of the Bilderberg Group.
Absolutely.
And their super secretive meeting they have every year. It's so secret, everybody knows it's a meeting, but nobody knows what's going on in there. What a lot of people don't know is that, and I didn't know this until watching this particular piece, is that apparently from time to time the Koch brothers have a super secret meeting. And at the last super secret meeting that the Koch brothers put on,
know where you're going with this. Go ahead. Yeah.
Guess who the two people in the Republican primary debates right now, guess who those two individuals were who were invited to that meeting?
I think Kane was one of them. Who was the other?
Rick Perry.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Well, he must have brought the barbecue because that's about all he could bring to the table. But then again, maybe they had Herman Cain delivering pizza.
Well, you know, hey, have you ever had Godfather's pizza? We got Godfather's here in Georgia. I'm here to tell you, yuck.
You know, I had Godfather. Of course, I don't know how long ago it's been since he was with the company, but I've not had Godfather's pizza in probably a quarter of a century, and it's when I lived up in Flagstaff, and it was all right. We'd go there from time to time, but I've had better. Certainly, by being from Chicago, you're darn right I've had better pizza.
Well, I bet. Well, you know, being from Springfield, Massachusetts, I kind of got used to, you know, and growing up in a primarily Italian environment,
oh.
We had a really nice restaurant called Rose.
Yep.
A nice pizza. Anyway, if anybody's interested in watching this, just go to english.aljazeera.net and go to... the programs page and go and then click on People in Power, and it's just entitled The Koch Brothers. Very interesting 30-minute hit piece on these guys.
Arthur, I think the problem is that it's not so much just the Koch brothers and Kane and Perry, but, you know, I suppose if we began to do some look at how many of these guys have gone to Israel to get their support. We certainly know Sarah Palin was there at one time. She runs around with her little double flag pin all the time. You know, certainly Mitt Romney didn't get where he is by strictly playing the lone wolf.
Right.
You know, Ron Paul, unfortunately, has had some pretty deep involvement with a couple of groups that I'm not real happy about. And, you know, I don't think any of them get to those positions without having associations with some of these secret families or secret societies. I suppose if we did some real digging into Romney, we'll find out that he's just one of the big boys. And
no,
he truly is a flip-flopper. Somebody said today that if every one of these candidates would be, if we could assimilate them with a color, that Mitt Romney would be beige. He's not hot or cold. He just goes with whatever the wind goes with.
Yeah, right. When you talk about flip-flopping, I usually like to refer to these people as either one of two things. Either they're half kangaroo or they've got a pogo stick somewhere. And, well, anyway, hey, I just, you know, that was something I just recently learned about Perry and Kane, and I thought I'd share that for anybody else who's interested, should they be willing to participate in a fraud next year called the presidential election.
Well, and that's what it is. It is nothing but a fraud. I've made no bones about it. I've not participated in the presidential side of these elections for over a quarter of a century. I'm more concerned about local issues where
exactly.
I can make a difference.
Exactly.
And I think that's what most people need to be doing. You know, all the problems have got to start at the root. You've got to start down here. If you ever want to make a difference at the top, you got to start at the bottom. You don't start at the top and work your way down. Although Obama's done a pretty good job of that. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, good show. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Arthur. You take care of yourself now. Thanks for the call. One of the columns I came across shortly before going on the air, I've not even reviewed it, but the title unto itself hit the nail on the head. It deals with the trouble with Romney and the perils of Perry. Romney's support and his negatives are baked into the GOP primary. To Romney's supporters, either his various contradictory policy and issue positions don't matter, or they're outweighed by his electability. They think he is best positioned to defeat Obama, and so far nothing seems capable of dissuading them. His air of inevitability is gone, however, but his support remains steady in the 20s. But he isn't going up, and he isn't going down. To Romney's detractors, his various and contradictory policy and issue positions render him unacceptable. But they don't need those flaws pointed out. They already know them. That's why there's a large anybody-but-Romney faction in the primary. And that's why, despite his having been campaigning for the Republic rat nomination for about 5 years now, and having built an experienced and national staff and raised a whole ton of money and launched effective attacks on Obama's economic record and his being the Republicans' party's biggest mistake, next in line because he came in second last time, Romney remains stuck in the 20s. He isn't going up, and he isn't going down. Now, Rick Perry came into the race as a front runner for the anybody but Romney vote. He's paying the price for that early success. By the way, that success didn't last but about a week and a half. As a front runner, he attracted attacks from the second and third tier candidates who also wanted the anybody but Romney crown when his campaign was still getting off the ground. Those attacks didn't help Rick Santorum, and Michelle Bachmann ended up destroying their own candidacy, why Kaine and Gingrich didn't engage in them at all. They stuck to their own game plans. They benefited from the damage that Bachmann did to herself and to Perry at the same time, and from the damage Perry did to himself in the debates. And so now, the Perry campaign is doing three things to get back on track. First, he's rolling his own joints. He's rolling out his energy and jobs plans. Secondly, he's floating the idea of skipping the debates. And thirdly, he's launching attacks on Romney. Now, the attacks are fair. Accusations that Romney care included illegal aliens, which it does, and that he is unreliable to conservative voters, which he is, and that he has flipped on everything from guns rights to abortion to global warming, all of which are true. But are they likely to help Perry? And is skipping the debates the right idea? Taken on their own, maybe they're responsible tactics to take. Too many debates, and Perry is right that they have mostly been centered on tearing the candidates down. But they've also built two candidates up, Herman Kaine and Newt Gingrich, and vaulted Bachmann's candidacy for a while. But now she's been shot from a cannon. It's all over for her. Oh, she'll keep showing up to the debates. Somebody made a comment the other night that I wish that they would take these debates and treat them like the television show for Survivor. Once every week or once at every debate, somebody gets the boot. That would be a more fair way to do it. Certainly no less unfair than the idiotic thing we're looking at now. So attacking Romney is also reasonable by Perry, since he is a very problematic candidate. He is a front runner, but I doubt either tactic will help, both of which are distracting from Perry's core economic message, whatever the hell that is this week. The debate skip idea makes him look weak, despite the fact that the 21 or so debates still on the schedule do, in fact, get in the way of retail politicking that's crucial to winning in Iowa and South Carolina. Now, we kind of omitted New Hampshire because, like Romney's problems as a candidate, it's baked in. Romney's going to win New Hampshire, so the other campaign should plan accordingly. Now, if you're the Perry campaign, what's the path to victory? You got a real record, a strong, simple economic plan to run on. Of course, his record is highly questionable in many people's minds. We know about all the million-plus jobs that were created in Texas. A lot of them went to illegals. A lot of them went to, oh, that's right, government jobs. Oh, okay, so how much did you really create? Let's see. He claims to have been able to create 1 million jobs in Texas, but he claims he's going to create 2.5 million jobs across the country. That doesn't seem like a very fair comparison percentage-wise, does it now? Well, Perry does have a lot of campaign cash. He's got the ability to raise a lot more in a true ground game where he needs it, but he's fourth or fifth or maybe even sixth in the polls behind Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, either of whom are truly serious contenders. Time's getting short. Primary polls at this point don't tell us where votes will be, but they can create and reinforce public perceptions that a campaign is rising or dying, which will, of course, impact fundraising. Of course, Perry could get down on his knees and kiss Rumpus under the bushes and envelop all of the conservative money that's sitting out there waiting to find out who they're going to give it to. God, all those ideas scare me. You know, but that was one suggestion that was brought up recently, that if Perry would only embrace the Bushes and their cronies, that Perry could really boost himself up in the polls. He does excel at retail politics and in one-on-ones with local and national media. His past campaigns have also excelled at social media. They have also excelled at attacking past opponents very effectively. But the current opponents, Romney and Kaine, aren't likely to succumb to normal political opposition attacks. Romney's known knowns are baked in, right in the middle of a pizza somewhere. Everybody knows he's a flip-flop, but most Republicans are willing to vote for him against Obama, even if they have to. Kaine is too likable. He's made of Teflon right now. Nothing's sticking to him. Attacks on Kaine will blow back on whoever launches him. The public seems to like Herman Kaine. So I don't think Perry can effectively attack either one without damaging himself. Bachman's a good object lesson here. She went so negative so fast that she ended up destroying her own campaign. Very real risk that while Perry won't say the ridiculous things that Bachman said to accelerate her downfall, he could nevertheless similarly damage himself in a sustained attack on Romney. Gingrich and Kaine have stayed positive. They've risen in the polls, but both Gingrich and Kaine have questionable staying power. Gingrich, well, we know his history, and it wasn't all that good. So what's the solution? As relates to Perry, he needs to go retail, start talking radio, online media, big way. Perry should forget the attacks on Romney. Just deliver his message and explain his record in a disciplined and relentless way. There's only one problem with it. I see with that is that Perry is a little wishy-washy on his own record. Talk to the folks in Texas. Most of the folks we talk to don't think so much of Rick Perry. Remember, Rick Perry is the guy that tried to bring us the Trans-Texas Corridor. He's the guy that brought the mandatory Gervasil shots to young girls, which is now translated into the medical community is trying to give those to boys, too. Gee, how do boys get cervical cancer? I can't quite figure that one out. Let's see. Okay, he's on again, off again. He's hot and cold on illegal immigration. Oh, we're strong on immigration. Just let's finish the fence. You're so strong on immigration, that's why when you first took office, you went running down to Mexico City with your tail between your legs to assure your Mexican friends down there that, don't worry, we won't hassle your people. Rick Perry's got such a great record in Texas that there is so much money getting poured out in clinics to illegal aliens, it's absolutely sickening, and Medicare and Medicaid's paying for it. Come on, people. I was accused recently of doing my best to help Obama get reelected. That's not my intent by any stretch of the imagination. I think any of you have listened to me for any degree of time know I have no love for Obama. I want him to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. But the fact of the matter is that what I see running against him is just the other head of a two-headed snake. I don't see a real leader. I do not see a real leader amongst them. Look, some of the bumper stickers I got. Look, I think Herman Kane's a nice guy. I wouldn't mind sitting down having a pizza with Herman Kaine. Yeah, I think he's a nice guy. Yeah, his biggest drawback is he's a Federal Reserve governor. Here's some of the bumper stickers that came to me today. You voted for Obama to prove you're not a racist. Now vote for Kaine to prove you're not stupid. Here's another one. Honkies for Herman, 2012. Let's see. No Kaine, no gain. I like this one. Let's beat Obama with a Kaine. If 10% is good enough for God, then 9% should be just fine for the federal government. There's another one. Crackers for Kaine. Or, yes, we Kaine. I'm voting for the pizza guy. He'll deliver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy fingers.
This is unbelievable. What is it about this piece of music? It just keeps rotating around. I mean, is it determining what I'm talking about? I mean, look, if something happened that Kane did run and won, we could keep this song going for 4 more or 8 more years. You know, except that this is a far more upbeat, positive piece as it relates to Herman Cain. Crackers for Cain? I mean, come on. That's not peanut butter and crackers either. This is one I like. My dog has created more shovel-ready jobs than Obama. My dog, meaning Herman Cain. Anyway, that's enough of that nonsense. This kind of stuff is coming out. I think people have had enough. They have absolutely flat had enough. Too many people know Perry is not the answer. Romney's not the answer. I think Santorum's a dead dog. Bachman, she just shows up. You know, I don't know why she's still showing up. It's over for her. She's got no money. She's got no staff. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I could beat this animal like a dead horse, and I'm sick and tired of it. But reality says what will be will be. And we'll just have to see what's going to happen. I know to a lot of you that leaves Ron Paul. Let's get behind Ron Paul. Let's get behind Ron Paul. Paul's not the answer either. I'm sorry. He's got too much involvement with the John Birch Society and other people of that caliber. I've got some interesting Bilderberg ties with Ron Paul that I'm not real happy with, but they're there. And I'm not sure that anybody who reaches that level that they can actually put themselves in the position to run for the residency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not going to be without sin in the manner that most of us think of sin, politically speaking. So these are things to think out for the weekend. We'll endeavor to do some updates on the website. There's a hilarious made-up magazine cover on the front of RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Go take a look at it. It's a new magazine called Sheeple with pictures of George Soros and Ben Bernanke with electric clippers shearing the sheep. You figure out the meaning to it all. Other than that, I guess I'm going to have a busy weekend. My social dance card has been filled up by the wife. Actually, we've got some very good friends who will be celebrating their 75th birthdays this weekend. And we are amongst a small group of people who have been invited to their party. And as a matter of fact, these folks were asked to officiate at the renewal of my wife and our vows last year on our 40th wedding anniversary. So I wouldn't miss their party for all the tea in China. That brings us pretty close to the end for the week. I hope that you'll be with us. Plan on rejoining us first of the week. We'll see what the we'll see what's going to happen. Oh God, I'm picking up a CD for the Village People. YMCA? I don't think so. Time to put some CDs away. What do you got going on for the weekend? Spend some time with your families, will you? Go to a ball game with the kids. I think tonight's the last night of the World Series. Very interesting World Series for those of you who care about that stuff. I have found some things to be quite interesting about it. Very interesting analogy about the United States versus last night's game. If you didn't see it, well, it's okay. I didn't watch it either. You guys take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. Thanks for spending your valuable time with me. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
You have got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you.
The next round of the worst.